the best practice there is certainly using the ASound format in particular, being able to save snapshots of your work in progress. So if you're working with the ASound format, you always know that your originals are safe. I think that's what I've heard most from creative pros who were essentially afraid to work with audio or very hesitant, is that they're always afraid they're going to destroy the originals. Well, if you're working using the ASound format, you're never going to destroy the originals.
It's probably some synergy among the various CS4 components in that you see the same kind of thing happening in Photoshop. If you're careful and you use layers rather than going in and editing the raw image, you've always got your original back there if you need it.
Right, exactly. And then use snapshots to sort of capture some of your work in progress. So that'll also be another fallback. I think the other thing I would say, use effects sparingly. I mean, we have a whole rack of effects, which you've probably seen, but you can go crazy with that stuff, it's really more about, you want to use just enough effects to set the mood for what you need.
Right. You don't want the desktop publishing equivalent of a ransom note.
Yeah.
In audio.
Yeah, exactly. I think the other thing too is just when you're working across multiple clips on a multi-track environment, what's going to stand out more, right? It's whatever that narration is, whatever that voice is. What's your message, right? And you need to make sure that the music and the backgrounds and the sound effects don't get in the way of that. So that's sort of a subtle art of, adding in sound effects and music, et cetera, to help set the mood when you're trying to tell your story, whether that's a 30-second commercial spot or a long-form documentary. But make sure that that doesn't get in the way.
Yeah, that is a very subtle art.
I'd say, one thing I was thinking about this, I was talking recently to some of our radio customers. NPR does a great job of this. Like, if you listen to NPR and they have their pieces, where they know how to get in natural sounds in the right places and things like that. It's pretty interesting. I think we take it for granted, but they're the folks that do a lot of that content, because they know, BBC World Service also is another great example. They're a customer of ours for Audition. They know that they're communicating purely through if you're communicating through an audio only medium, you have to use other sounds to sort of get people into the mind, because we're so visual.
Yes.
And that's where using natural sounds, and that's one of the reasons why we targeted having the environmental scores, so that people could drop some of those natural sounds into their projects, again, to kind of enhance the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, this tool certainly, my main goal is to support all of our visual stuff, but Adobe's broader message is communicate ideas through any medium. And the reality is that when we're in our cars, hopefully we're just listening and not watching.
We would hope.
So, in those scenarios, we want to be able to also provide tools that are going to help people communicate those ideas in the audio-only medium as
right.
well.